The Death of Eli Gold by David Baddiel. Read by Jot Davis.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
He persists in the bizarre adolescent idea that having sex with whomever you want, whenever you want, is the cure for ontological despair. David Foster Wallace, reviewing John Updike's Towards the End of Time, New York Observer, 1997. Denise, at 32, was still beautiful. Jonathan Franzen, The Corrections. I cannot live without Arthur, despite certain inner resources. Cynthia Kessler, Suicide Note. Part 1. My famous daddy is dying. Some grown-ups think I don't understand what that means, but I do. Jada doesn't. When her grandma died, Jada told me her mom said that she'd gone to heaven. Okay, I said. But then, 3 days later, Jada told me that she'd asked her mom when she was coming back. So I asked Mommy, and she said she wasn't, that she'd gone forever. So that's why I know what it means. It means you go away and you don't come back. Me and Mommy go to the hospital every day to see Daddy. The hospital is called Mount Sinai Hospital. Mount Sinai was the place in Israel where God spoke to Moses and gave him the Ten Commandments. I read about this in a book Elaine gave me called The Beginner's Bible, Timeless Children's Stories.